USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions across the country remain without power as a large winter storm has left nearly three-quarters of the United States covered in snow and dealing with record-low temperatures in many areas. At least 16 deaths have been attributed to the storm, with a strong tornado in Brunswick County, North Carolina, killing three people. Large areas of the Great Plains are under wind chill advisories, and winter weather advisories remain in effect from Maine down to New Mexico, as another system is expected to bring more snow and ice to the south, Midwest, and Northeast later this week. And a Democratic member of Congress has filed a lawsuit against former President Trump, accusing him of inciting the January 6th riots at the Capitol and conspiring with extremist groups to prevent the certification of the Electoral College vote. Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson's suit also names President Trump's former lawyer Rudy Giuliani, the Proud Boys, and the Oath Keepers as defendants in the suit. Thompson's lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341.
Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off.
888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Thousands remain without power in Texas as the state faces some of its coldest weather in decades. USA Radio News' John David Wells reports on the reasons that so many Texans are in the dark.
It's sub-zero days in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, with temperatures unseen for 70 years, and no electric power for millions. Texas Governor Greg Abbott explains that while ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, oversees the state's electric grid, there's another piece of the puzzle.
Private companies that generate the power that go into ERCOT. They were working up until about midnight last night, but after midnight, some of them literally froze up and were incapable of providing power, and some are still incapable of providing power.
So is there relief in sight?
It has been able to be restored for about 500,000 households across Texas, but there are more to go.
Snow is expected again tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm John David Wells.
Most of the state remains under a winter storm warning until Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
New York's governor is facing even more pressure as more scrutiny is placed on his decisions involving nursing homes during the pandemic. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, blamed the staff of New York nursing homes for the record-high death toll that was brought about by mandating infected people be put into nursing homes. The directive was issued by Governor Cuomo.
COVID did not get into the nursing homes by people coming from hospitals. COVID got into the nursing homes by staff walking into the nursing home.
As gathered by Fox News cameras, some New Yorkers aren't buying it.
We're calling for Cuomo to resign. We're calling for de Blasio to resign. They have not listened to public health. They have not listened to advocates. We're saying that your actions have killed.
It's just really sad, but it's also like good that now other people are seeing him for who he really is.
It's estimated well over 15,000 people died under Governor Cuomo's mandate. The exact number is still unknown as politics was being played during record-keeping and subsequent cover-up by Cuomo's office. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And crowds will return to the stands at the Australian Open on Thursday after COVID restrictions were lifted in Melbourne. The state of Victoria was placed under a five-day lockdown last week after a number of new infections in the suburbs of Australia's second-largest city. Fans will be able to return in time for the tournament's semifinals and finals, though the number of people allowed in has yet to be determined. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.